Okay, our next item is the financial report, and try to dig it out here. Because Linda was going to be gone and Ken was coming in, she actually just stopped by and handed me the packet of stuff. So we're going to kind of pass that around and review it. She did set up two separate checking accounts, one that she's labeled the bunkhouse, which is our ranch headquarters building project account. And I have a paper here somewhere to tell what we have in that account. And then also the horse program account. And I believe she has put $4,500 in that account, which was the money from our horse budget, or a portion thereof, whatever was not spent. Pass those around, guys. You can have one, Brent. We got extras. You get Bob.
I'll decipher.
Okay.
The balance in the account was a little over $87,000, I believe, at this point in time. I have one question that I think we need to find out what the deal was. There were two payments made to the IRS in the last month and a half for around $2,600 each, which seems to me more than we'd ever budgeted for the entire year for taxes. And so I'm wondering how we showed that much income. At the end of the year, our carryover, as I understood it, was only around $2,000. So,
well, I know there was I'm aware of one payment. I wonder if there's a duplication.
I don't know. There were two checks written.
They
were slightly different amounts. One was 25 something, one was 26 something. So I'd like to see if we can get a handle on what that was all about.
Yeah.
Unless I've misread something.
Let's see if I can find.
I pulled off a printout, and I won't. Sorry about that.
And under taxes, it says $5,208 federal, $8,878, and taxes other $449. That seems awfully high.
Yeah. She said there was a problem with carryover this year, that we didn't spend everything we should have. And
well, I know that because we had enough income to go ahead and pay off our loan last year. That was a problem. I know Niall Willis was the one that had called and asked me to come in and sign the check, but I had to sign the tax return.
Okay.
And I'm wondering if there was a portion we had paid earlier. Do you remember the two checks you're speaking of? Were they the same date?
No. One was actually April 18th. Which was probably the day they were due this year. And then one seemed like it came about a month earlier, or almost a month earlier. Yes, I can see also, I think, we're clear with you, Brent, right?
Yep.
Okay. Your past history. We owe you nothing.
You owe me a lot, but... Financially, you can.
I want to hear you what you're going to say
over.
That.
We're squared up on containers or paper.
Everything's squared away. Oh, actually, that's not true. I've got about $40 out there in parts and pieces that I purchased. Linda asked me if I wanted to check. I know there's going to be other purchases, so I just told her we'll settle up in a couple of months. You know.
Okay.
$40 is not going to make or break me.
Or do we owe you for the fire? The wood stove.
No, I'm not. I was just giving an example. We need to. That's one of the things
actually
we need to discuss.
It's a kitchen stove.
That's a kitchen
that we need to buy. Yeah. By the way, Home Depot right now has a deal that you can get 10% off on anything over $300.
Really?
So that would bring it down to that same price again.
Yeah.
If we bought that stove, I almost bought one on the way down, but I wasn't sure somebody had done it already.
No. Well, that's one of the things we need to discuss.
Okay.
All right. Well, we'll have to go through with Linda and Niall. Kent, you're going to be around this next week.
I'll be here this week.
Possibly right. We can get in and
get the paper signed
and look that over and see exactly what happened. But my understanding was because we did in past years, we've really been pretty good. I say we. Barbara Button has been very good to keep on track of the finances and in December spend, you know, purchase. That's when we bought the trash trailer. That's when we've bought whatever we needed or paid in advance for the following year for gravel or tractor work or different issues just to make sure we did not have an income to pay taxes on. This past year, with some of the confusion and things going on, that was not done, and evidently, according to Kyle's work on the taxes, we did have a substantial profit or income that we had to pay taxes on, which shouldn't allow to happen again. And if I'm not mistaken, this next year we can recoup that money by spending.
Right.
And I mean, I don't know exactly how what the right wording is, but it's kind of the opposite of a loss carry forward. It's a gain carry forward, and you spend it and recoup it after the fact. So anybody have any questions or specifics on that? There were a couple of things that she had made some notes on here. Oh, I guess there was some misunderstanding. She had been paying or assigning the payment to Ole, which was the management fee, out of the administration and management slot, and realized that that was actually administration management in our budget is actually for Linda and doing the secretarial and office work. So she had made that correction because it showed on one printout that there had been, in fact, this is what should show on yours, $8,100 to date through April 25th paid out of administration and management, and that is incorrect. It really is only $2,100. Because she had categorized the wrong spot.
There was another question on that. The last few checks that went to Ole were for $1,380, I think, instead of $1,500. I didn't understand what that was all about.
Maybe she didn't mention any of that to me, so I don't know, we could.
So
we can make that a change to $2,100, you said, for that?
The administration management category should show $2,100.
And then the other $6,000 would go to where?
It goes down about five line items to management fee. Should be
$10,000.
Should actually be $11,538.48.
Yeah, it should be even number.
Yeah.
Basically.
Should be the same.
Yeah, but I mean, that should be a multiple of $3,000 or $1,500 because she pays in twice a month,
exactly.
Depending where it's at. So that's I'd like to see if there's something there because I don't want to shortchange Ole.
Okay. Well, and when he comes in, we can bring that up. If he knows of something, then also go over it with her.
Okay.
She did flag the taxes, just saying that we've gone way over budget of normal years on the federal taxes and the state taxes, and we can, again, follow up and find out exactly what the two different checks that Ken mentioned is about.
This amount is probably pretty much what the sum of those two checks were.
Yeah.
So.
And that's when I saw the check that was actually attached to the return when it was sent in, when I went in to sign the return, was a $2,600 or some $2,700 or somewhere in that neighborhood. And even that was more than what we've ever paid in the past.
Yeah, we had a budget of $600, so.
And usually that is actually what we pay
right.
for the preparation of the taxes.
Okay.
So we really should be paying nothing.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay.
Actually, Noel gave us a little benefit this time. He only charged $5, so maybe he felt guilty about that.
Poor
region taxes.
Okay, as of April 25th, the balance in the checking account is $85,743.70 in the main checking, and we've still got roughly $2,000. I'm not sure if this is the capital.
No, I don't think that's even on the list.
Fund, right?
No, that was a fund that was carried over, and it wasn't related to anything. Because I don't have access to the capital improvement funds yet.
511.
So what line are we looking at?
That's just a printout. She printed off the banking.
Okay. Yeah, there were two small accounts there, and I have no idea what those were all about. They were probably set up sometime in the past for some special arrangement. Maybe we should have looked at
horse account that she set up.
Well, that's 45, right?
5113. That's not the same account.
She said down there, not online. She doesn't have one for that.
The horse account was what we'd estimated our net profit would be on the horses after we paid expenses. And I didn't understand that because, we were supposed to pay all the expenses on the horses first. And then the money coming in from the horseback ride was going back into that account. And then if there was a surplus, that was to be worked out between ranch manager and us about what we did with that. And at this point, we probably exceeded that estimated cost for keeping the horses for the year. Just from some of the extra rides that always lined up. So.
Okay, and then the very final sheet. You guys have another sheet on the back here. She had just attached the printout that she had received initially from Candace Monday on job description for reservations and bookkeeping. She just attached that in an effort to help us because Bob was working on these independent contractor agreements for Ole and for Linda. And she just said, here's from my end what I was asked to do in the beginning of the job. So we've got that. Okay. Any questions or concerns on the financial stuff?
Larry, I'd like to say something with you guys when you guys have a minute and you're done on your end.
I think we're there.
Okay. Clint Gray brought up and very validly that the financials on the website are ancient, and I brought this up with Ken, and I think I emailed you too. Can you guys, kind of massage something into being, that's a little more current than 04 that I can put up there?
Sure.
Yeah, we should have the budget that we proposed for this year, but we can make sure that
I scanned it in and uploaded it to Dustin's group so people could have more current information. But, that you guys have even more current information than I will ever have. And, you can sort of look at what's already on there, and it's really easy to get Quicken or whatever you guys are using to spew that stuff out and let me know what's available, and I'll get it up. I'll throw up a page and send it up to the webmaster and try to get some stuff up there.
This is compatible with Quicken and QuickBooks. That's about a $500 package.
Well, whatever it is you're using, can spit those reports because that's what you guys are looking at.
Yep.
Okay, so Vance, the process would be to have Linda and Ken.
It'll have to be Linda. I haven't forked out for the QuickBooks yet.
Yeah. Sometimes, and like I said, somebody let me know, and we'll take this off away from the meeting because I don't need to tie up your time with it now.
Scan it out, scan it, and put it into a PDF, and he can.
Or a lot of times those programs, our accounting programs or anything I've ever used has the ability to export to Excel spreadsheets. And if you can do that, then you can just email me the Excel spreadsheet, and I can make that into a web page in about 5 mouse clicks.
We have delayed on that because we were still on some questions whether everything from last year transferred over correctly into this.
Right, I understand. And I'm just,
better now.
Yeah, so just throwing it out there for whenever you're ready. In the past as well, you guys have scanned the tax returns and put them up. So, you know, that hasn't happened for a few years either.
In that either. We probably ought to.
Yeah, so, I mean, that's easy. Anybody with a scanner in town, you know, can scan it, email it to me. You know, I'll cram it into a page and tag it for upload.
Right.
So just, you know, again, we don't need to spend a lot of time on it on the meeting time today. We can email back and forth about it. But Clint had 100%, you know, good observation that it's old.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Vance, if you'll send me an email, this is Larry.
Yeah.
Saying, you know, to remind me because I'm one of those ADD guys.
That just comes with running your own business, Larry. I've been there.
Yeah, but just a simple reminder about the tax return, the financial statement, you know, our kind of current year-to-date view.
Right.
And then I can work with Linda, and I'm sure she can throw that all together and knows the right button to push for export.
We need just an online version of whatever you guys pull for year-end.
Right.
You know, that's all. And then, you know, the members can look at it and, you know, hopefully not find too much in it to beat you up about.
There's a couple of things I know she's still working on updating, and one of them was what was mentioned earlier about for some reason, things from last year didn't carry over quite right, and I think it's a fight between two different programs, or I'm not sure what it is.
Actually, we bought the new program to match it, but something didn't transfer right.
Okay.
Yeah, Larry, when I email you, I'll ask you to find out what program and what version you're running, and I'll try to find out. Maybe there's some step that you guys missed, because we've had to migrate stuff between programs before, and it can be intense.
Well, I know doing this process, working with the bank on setting up the loan for the ranch house construction program, there was information was not updated. It did not show. I mean, I was working with State Bank, and the information didn't show that we had paid them off, which we in fact had. So,
yeah,
things just need to be brought up to date, current.
Yeah. Well, when I email you, I'll ask you to find out a few things for me, and maybe I can look up some stuff.
Okay. Okay, any other questions on the financial report?
Yeah.
Balance for this year and cash flow statement?